Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Move to Section B, Approval of Board Minutes.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that the meeting agenda...
Yeah, we need the agenda first.
Yeah, we need the agenda. Mr. President, I make the motion that the meeting agenda for the regular meeting for the Madison Plains Local School District Board of Education for Tuesday, September 17, 2024, be approved as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Can you hear me with this?
I can. It's coming through to the...
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Into Section C, Student Recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to begin our student recognition portion of the meeting this evening with our Rotary Student of the Month. In case that person is not here.
I think she's playing volleyball tonight.
That's right.
She's not able to make it.
That's right. So let me read about her quickly, and then we'll move transition on to the fair. The London Rotary Club is pleased to honor senior student Kiana Kai Gabler as a Student of the Month from Madison Plains High School for the month of September. Students are selected by the MPHS administration based upon the following criteria: academic and extracurricular achievement and positive character. Kai has a 4.32 grade point average, and she is currently ranked second in her class. Her favorite course is AP Calculus. While in high school, Kai has played varsity volleyball for 4 years, and she has run indoor and outdoor track for 3 years. She has been a member of marching band for 2 years and key club for 2 years. Finally, Kai has been a member of the MPHS chapter of National Honor Society for 3 years. When asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires her, Kai picked Madison Plains social studies teacher, Ms. Jenny Wethington. Regarding Ms. Wethington, Kai stated, "A current staff member who is an inspiration to me is Ms. Wethington, a 7th grade social studies teacher, because of all her hard work and the dedication she puts into everything she does. She always puts her full effort into a variety of things at one time and always has advice that is outside of the box. She is truly an inspiration to me." Regarding Kai, Ms. Wethington said, "Kai is a dream student, the type of student that every teacher hopes they can have at least once. I was lucky as I had Kai in class twice, first as a 7th grader and then again as a sophomore. Beyond that, I like to think that I have been lucky to be a mentor to Kai. I say lucky because when she comes and asks me about classes or talks about her dreams, I get a glimpse of her future, and it is incredibly bright. Kai is one of the hardest working students that I've ever taught. She came to class every day with her assignments completed, but there was more to Kai than just that. Any work she ever did for my classes has always been completed at the highest level. She works harder than anyone I know and takes everything she learns, thinks about it outside of school, and then applies it to the next lesson. It wouldn't occur to Kai to learn something for the test and be done with it. In addition to the fact that she is an incredible student, Kai is equally busy outside of school. She has a part-time job, has played varsity volleyball for 4 years, plays club volleyball, and also runs track. Additionally, she is in a leadership role in FFA and takes multiple CCP classes. I have never been able to figure out how she accomplishes everything that she does, but she typically seems to juggle it with ease. I cannot wait to see what her future holds, but have no doubt that whatever she sets her mind to, Kai will achieve. After graduation, Kai plans to attend The Ohio State University and major in actuarial science, and Kai is the daughter of Kimberly and Matt Gabler. So I know Kai is not able to join us this evening, but certainly would like to say congratulations to her. She has built an impressive record, and we have a certificate for her, so I'll work to get that to her here in the coming days. The next group of students that I want to recognize are some students that we have here at Madison Plains who did very, very well at the Madison County Fair. We had four MP students compete for the Grand Showman of Showmen title this year at the Madison County Fair. These four individuals were the top showmen for the species they showed. These four individuals are as follows. Callie Kimbler was swine in grade 11. Anna LaGault in equine, and Anna just recently graduated. Abigail Damron in poultry, grade 12. And then Harper Shook with rabbits in grade 9. Are any of those four here with us this evening? Okay. Well, on behalf of the Madison Plains Local School District, I would be happy in honor of Anna so that you can share this with her.
And she is watching from the state
is?
Of Delaware. She is.
Oh, very good.
She texted me. She said,
Hello, Anna. Congratulations.
So she is watching. She's one who told me the meeting got moved. So she's paying attention. So thank you, guys.
Wonderful. You're
welcome. Congratulations.
Congratulations to Anna. Well done. And
Thanks.
We wish her all the best in her future endeavors.
Yes. So, thank you all.
Yeah.
Very much.
Sure. Good job.
Thank you.
So none of our other four showmen are here. Okay. Well, we want to say congratulations to all of them, and I will work to get certificates to all of them as well. The next two people that I would like to honor are two very important people. Madison Plains did very well, was represented very well this summer, and we happen to have the Fair Queen and the Fair King at Madison Plains. And so congratulations to Fair Queen, Addison Reeves, and congratulations to Fair King, Maverick Webb. Both of them are seniors this year, and we have certificates for them, but certainly want to wish them congratulations. And so if you guys would like to come on up. Let me pull a little protector off here that protects the certificate from the paper clip. So, Maverick, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. And Addison, congratulations. Well done. Now, I was told that you may want to...
She's feeling had something, and she told me.
That's fine.
You're welcome.
No, all good. No worries. No worries. Just by way of a couple of other notes with regard to the fair, Madison Plains had 8 students who were fair royalty this year, including the King and the Queen. We had 4 premier exhibitors, and I apologize, I'm not able to tell you the exact difference between a premier exhibitor and a top showman, but I know there's a lot involved with both. And then I am told that more than half of the junior fair board were MP students as well, and then more than half of the fair royalty were MP students. So Madison Plains really did very well at the Madison County Fair this summer. Certainly very proud of our students and all the accomplishments that they garnered in their work over the summer. And then at the fair. So well done to all of them. Very proud. Keep up the great work. Okay.
Good job.
Mr. President, that's all I have for student achievement.
All right. Thank you. We'll move to employee recognition.
And Mr. President, we had the unfortunate circumstance of having a power outage in the middle of the student day. Last week. And so that forced us to have to kind of make some quick decisions and forced us into changing our schedule pretty radically. And so there are two groups of people that I would really like to give a shout out to who helped us tremendously in that situation. The first of which is our bus drivers. They really went above and beyond because most of them had left in the middle of the day, as they typically do, to go home and take care of whatever business they had to take care of at home, and then before they came back for their afternoon route. And so our bus drivers came back to school, and so to get our kids home, and we were able to do that in relatively good, timely fashion. And so just want to give a shout out to them. And so I have certificates of appreciation and want to say thank you to our bus drivers. I know that not all of these folks are here tonight. If you are, feel free to come up. I do have a certificate for you, but I just want to give some shout outs. The first of which is to our transportation supervisor, Angie Valerie, and then to Charlotte Beatty, Tina Beekman, thank you, Tina. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alexis Bueller, Larry Gates, Cliff Hill, Maria Hill, Ernie Hines, Claire Kitchen, Dawn Liff, Kendra Long, Chuck McKenzie, Shelley Morris, Ashley Reeves, thank you, Ashley. Thank you.
Sorry, again, I just totally skipped talking.
Good job.
You could go back.
Doug Saunders, Jeff Tackett, Shelley Violet, Larry Votaw, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Good job.
Kathy Wilson, Linda Wood, Sarah Zambori, and Mary Spinks. So I just, again, want to give a shout out to our drivers and say thank you very much for coming back early. I know that that was a significant interruption to the day, but thank you so much for being willing to do that. Certainly do appreciate it. And I know our families and our students appreciate it too. The other group of people that I feel really warrants a shout out, and I want to give them give them one here at the board meeting this evening, is our kitchen staff. The lights went out and it got dark, and without power, it's tough to do a whole lot in the kitchen. But our kitchen staffs rallied and did everything they could to get as many of the students fed as we could before we went home. And so just want to give a shout out to them. And so the very first person that I want to give a shout out to is our supervisor, Mrs. Sherry Allen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And then some shout outs as well to Nicole Ebert, Ruby Maxwell, Jennifer Mason, Mary Wilson, Melanie Cervantes, and And one more who is here, Shelley Violet. Shelley was pulling double duty that day. So thank you, Shelley. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So again, just grateful to everybody on the staff for pulling together and helping us to negotiate that challenge. Certainly was not fun, but we got through it and got our kids, our students home safely. So grateful for that, and again, had food in the bellies of most of them. But thank you to all of our staff, and thank you especially to our transportation staff and our kitchen staff. Certainly do appreciate it. Mr. Mason, that's all I have for employee recognition for this evening.
All right. I appreciate everyone coming. We enjoy getting to recognize you. Appreciate all the good work, the accomplishments of our students. You guys are welcome to stay if you'd like, but you're also free to leave at this point if you'd like to.
Don't run.
There you go. Show Eagles. All right, we'll move to section E, public communication. Don't believe anyone signed up. Is that right? All right, so we'll move to section F, board work session.
So I have one item. Dr. Hoadley from Tolls asked the board members to receive feedback from our board members on what is a good date in April to schedule that board appreciation dinner. So he would like feedback from all of us, and we will provide that feedback at the next meeting, which is on the 26th of this month, and then hopefully we'll be able to set a date where everybody can attend. So please provide me your feedback, maybe on days that, whichever is easier for you, ones that you can make or the ones that are no way you can make, and I will provide that during our next meeting on the 26th.
A weekday in April?
Weekday in April. It's usually towards the end of April, and they normally hold it on Thursdays, but this year he is asking for feedback, what works best, because I think he wants to get everybody there. So we will try and schedule a day where everybody can make it. That also includes you guys. Okay. So please provide your feedback before my meeting on the 26th. Thank you.
All right, so move to section G, approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of August 13, 2024 be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion, roll call please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Abstain.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Move to section H, department reports.
Mr. Mason, we do not have any department reports this evening. I'm going to be giving a brief overview on the report card instead.
Okay. Section I, superintendent committee reports.
No committee reports this evening.
All right. So we'll go to section J, treasurer's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. I have a couple items before you. The normal August financial statements that we'll just touch on briefly with the monthly report. This is compared to our May forecast, which is in the process of being updated right now. So you will have a new comparison after we approve that at the November meeting. But for now, we compare to the May forecast. So right now it's showing that we're ahead on revenues and that we're also a little bit ahead, which means we're spending slightly more in expenditures. But the end result would be a favorable impact to the ending balance of $1.1 million. And if that were the case, we would end up with a surplus at the end of the year of $2,065,970. However, again, that's based on the May forecast, and as you'll see in the permanent appropriations tonight, we've made some investments by appropriating funds for facilities and in some other areas too that will bring that number down. So the likely carryover will be closer to $1 million, around $800,000 to $1 million, not the $2 million you see here. But either way, we are still in a healthy financial position, and things are trending the way that we'd like to see them trend. So that's the monthly financial report. The other item, again, this was approved last month as a donation from the class of 2024 to the class of 2025. This is just approving the transfer of those funds. We typically approve those, not necessarily because we have to, but more just as it's good practice just to go ahead and approve that as a transfer. So that's there as well. It's the same thing that was accepted last month. And then the permanent appropriations are before you. Again, we've made some investments now that we know that we are plan on, at least for the foreseeable future, keeping the high school. We need to start making investments into that facility. We also have some other needs in the district that we're addressing. And so, again, with that carryover balance, we're able to do that. Some other areas where we had some increased costs, if you remember, we had the textbook or the new curriculum adoption that's actually for a multiple year period. We paid for that in full this year. So that wasn't in the May forecast and part of the temporary appropriations. So that was around $300,000 to $350,000 for that. And then some other areas we had were some increases in marketing and communication costs to get more communications out to stakeholders in the district through newsletters and postcards. So we made some increases there. And we also have some special ed cost needs that typically fluctuate based on the students we have in the district, and we have a new student in the district that's going to require a one-to-one aid. So we had to make an increase in appropriations there. And that's paid through the Madison-Champaign ESC. They provide that aid and we pay them. So that shows up in purchase service. So those are just some of the items that are increases from our temporary appropriations and from what our May forecast showed. Fortunately, we expect to receive more in local revenue than what we had anticipated. We had estimated a valuation increases at 30%, and they actually came in at 39%. So that had an impact to our revenue. So although we're spending more, we're actually taking in more as well. So that's where we can still likely expect to have a $800,000 to roughly $1 million carryover next year. And we'll get into more of that when we do the forecast and do a full presentation. But as part of the permanent appropriations, I just wanted to kind of highlight a couple of those items that we're looking at. So those are the only three items I have before you. So if there aren't any questions, that concludes my report.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon the recommendation of the treasurer, the board approve financial items J5 through J7.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Mikus?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section K, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate it. So in light of, or in lieu of, having a department report this evening, I'm going to provide a very brief overview of the state report card. Report cards came out late last week. I believe they were released on Friday. And so there is a tremendous amount of data here to go through. And so we are in the process of doing that. But I wanted to just provide the board with a quick overview here this evening. I have asked our Director of Teaching and Learning, Ms. Kreitz, to come back to the October board meeting and provide a deeper dive. So she will do that, but I wanted to provide just a bit of an overview for you this evening. The other thing that I want to mention publicly is that we will be providing a link on the district website so that parents and guardians and community members who want to see our report card are able to do that. So that is something that we will be doing as well. But without further ado, Mr. Mason, if you could, I believe there's an attachment on the agenda. There's supposed to be. There's not?
No.
No? Okay. Well, we'll go without it. I apologize. I thought it was there. So last year, the district overall was rated with 3.5 stars. This year, that rating continues. We have 3.5 stars this year as well. And so the 3.5 stars signifies that we have met state standards. So very pleased about that. gap closing seems to be a struggle this year. Our data in that area across the district, we have some room for improvement. Gap closing is a measure of how we are doing in terms of closing achievement gaps in English and in math. It also is about reducing chronic absenteeism, and it also is about how English language learners are also increasing their proficiency with the language. So we seem to have some struggles there. So we were down in that area, but we will be working to see what it is that we can do in that area and others to enhance our performance. With regard to our elementary school, they have 3.5 stars this year. Again, that signifies that they have met state standards. Our intermediate school, so it was there.
He went and pulled it up.
Oh, well, found it. Okay. Our intermediate school has 4 stars this year. That means that they have exceeded state standards. So we're very pleased for them. But they have 4 stars. Our junior high has 3 stars. And again, that means that they are meeting state standards. And then our high school has 4 stars, which again means they have exceeded state standards. So that really just is kind of a very brief overview. Again, I don't want to step on Ms. Kreitz's toes. I want to allow her to come back next month and share a more in-depth look. But that is kind of a very quick 30,000 feet overview of where the district stands. And so we're pleased that we've met state standards, and in the areas where we have exceeded state standards, we're pleased with that. But we know we want to, it's important for us that we celebrate the things that we are doing well, but we also want to make sure that we are enhancing and working to improve the areas where maybe we haven't done as well as we would have liked. So we will be looking at that and having conversation with our staff. So. Okay. That is it in terms of the district report card overview. I want to provide, again, just some basic information with regard to the bond issue. Madison Plains is on the bond, is on the ballot this fall on Tuesday, November 5th. The purpose of that bond issue is to fund a new K-8 building here on the campus of the Madison Plains Local School District. The total project cost is $56,599,478. The OFCC is contributing 15% of the co-funded amount for $6,724,182. And then the district is committed to contributing $11 million should it pass. That makes the bond amount $38,875,296. The USDA has offered us financing at 3.625%. The original millage, when we brought this to the public about a year and a half ago, I believe, was 9.9 mils. The USDA financing then brought it down to 8.6, and then the district at that point said that we would contribute 7.5, that brought it down to 5.4 mils for the third attempt. Due to the changes in the scope of the project, the district has made an additional contribution from the board and an additional contribution from the state. The millage request is currently at 4.3 mils, and that equates to $151 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. And so, again, the bond issue will be on the ballot on Tuesday, November 5th. So I also wanted, Mr. Mustine alluded in his report to the fact that we have updated some of our appropriations. I wanted to let the board know, he spoke about some work that we're considering doing here on campus. Since it appears that we are going to be keeping the high school, it is important that we do some work there to update that building and do some renovations. So there is a portion of the amended appropriations for capital outlay that is largely for the work at the high school. I will be updating the board more on that in the future. There are some things that we are looking at right now in terms of projects, and once I have some more information, I'll be sharing that information with the board. But I wanted you to know that those are things that we are looking at right now. So that is important. I also wanted to let the board know that typically in years past, we have had to approve a waiver for career technical education at the junior high level. Because we have a toll satellite program here in the district now that is providing career technical education, we no longer have to apply for that waiver through the state. That is something that was common practice, but we no longer have to do that because of the partnership with Tolls. So very pleased, but just wanted to let the board know that partnership continues and that we do not need to apply for the waiver. The other piece that has often historically been a part of September meetings is that there has been a BAC report, a Business Advisory Council report, that has had to have been approved. We are conducting the BAC at this point in conjunction. The ESC is really taking the lead on that. They're running it in conjunction with Tolls. But because they are doing that, there's no longer a need for us to approve our own Business Advisory Council plan. We will simply upload the one that the ESC provides with Tolls, and we will get that done. But I wanted to let the board know about that. Just before the board meeting this evening, there was a Records Commission meeting. Mr. Mustein was updating the Records Commission on some work that we have been doing in terms of following our records retention schedule, which also means getting rid of some old records that we are permitted to. So Mr. Mustein updated the Records Commission on that during that meeting. I wanted to let the board know as well that our calendar committee has met this year already, and we are working on two calendars right now. One for the upcoming school year and one for the school year after that. So I am hopeful that we will be able to have two calendars to the board for your consideration, hopefully at the November meeting. So wanted to make you aware of that. I also wanted to make the board aware of the fact that the Ohio School Boards Association Capitol Conference is coming up on Sunday, November 10th through Tuesday, November 12th of this fall. It is at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. It is one of the largest education trade shows in the country. There are many sessions and valuable topics that help to enhance the work of school districts. And if any of the board members would be interested in attending Capitol Conference, we would ask that you would please let us know at your earliest opportunity so that we can work to get the board members signed up and some of the members of the administrative team as well. So, but that is something that we are looking forward to. Always a wonderful learning opportunity. And then the final thing that I have for you this evening in terms of my superintendent's report is just to let you know that you have the Tolls report. You have access to that through the board packet that is online. Okay? So in terms of, Mr. President, in terms of my superintendent's report, that is all I have for the evening.
Thank you. So I move to Section L, Policy and Governance.
Mr. President, two policies before the board this evening, both of which are there for a first reading. We have a staff member who has a therapy dog. Both the staff member and the dog are licensed and accredited through a program that is recognized. And so we would like to develop a policy to allow that work to continue. And so there was a policy before the board this evening for a first reading. That policy will be before the board next month for a second reading as well. That is there. And then the other piece that is there before the board this evening is policy GCBC-2. That is a policy that deals with benefits for administrators and supervisors. So there are some updates there, largely around vacation time. I've asked the board to do a first reading of that this month as well. So those are the two items before you for policy and governance.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items L2 and L3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to section M, business.
Mr. President, a number of motions before the board this evening. We have a motion to correct a motion with regard to the hiring of one of our teachers. I'm sorry, I skipped a space. With regard to business, my apologies. We have a field trip for the FFA this evening to go to Greenhand Camp. We also have an overnight trip for the FFA to go to National Convention. There is a business item here where we are asked, the board is being asked to approve a salary schedule for a full-time exempt substitute teacher position. And then, and that in terms of the consent agenda, that is all that there is. But then there is also, we have an item before the board this evening from the Southwest Educational Purchasing Council requesting approval to advertise and receive bids on buses on the board's behalf. That is before the board this evening for a separate vote. The Educational Purchasing Council, and Mr. Mustine can probably speak to this a little bit better than I can, but they are a purchasing cooperative that has that is able to gather a large number of bids for different things, and so they meet the state bid thresholds by doing that. So we are then able to purchase buses at state bid price. And we will need to get back into the rotation of replacing buses. And so that this item will allow us to begin to get positioned to be able to do that in the most economically feasible way that we can.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is that the vote on the resolution doesn't obligate the district to purchase anything at this time. All it's doing is making us, the board approving us to be a part of the bid, that bid process with the Southwestern Ohio UPC.
So. Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items M2 through M4.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following resolution as Mr. Eisler and Mr. Mustaine shared with everyone.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to section N, personnel.
I apologize for jumping ahead earlier, but we do have a motion to correct a motion for the hiring of one of our staff members. And then we have some supplemental contracts that are before the board this evening. We do have a resignation of a bus driver that is there. We are saddened to see that. We want to thank Ms. Holliday for her service to the district. She was a wonderful colleague, and we are sad to see her go, and we certainly wish her the very best in her future endeavors. There is a motion here to employ some substitute teachers in the non-bachelor's category. We have a motion to approve a long-term substitute for our PE teacher who is on active duty right now in the military. We also have a motion to employ two full-time substitute teachers, and then we have a sub-aid list and a sub-cook list that we are asking the board to approve as we head into the school year.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items N2 through N9.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section O, donations.
And Mr. President, we have three, well, a number of donations this evening, the first of which is a very nice United States flag for the MPHS gym from the MP Athletic Boosters. It is a wonderful, it's a very big flag, and at the beginning of events, we were able to roll it down, and then it is able to roll it back up.
Nice.
But it is a wonderful addition to the high school gym. That is from the Boosters. We have various donors within the community who have donated to the Golden Threads and Food Fund in the amount of $6,550. So we are grateful to them and want to say thank you as well. And then the Ohio High School Athletic Association has donated $2,000 for the Athletic Enrichment Fund. And so we want to thank the OHSAA for their donation as well.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the donations as listed below.
Second.
Discussion. I just want to say that that flag is very nice. It's a huge addition to the high school gym up there. Also, the donation to Golden Threads and Food Fund, people trying to help our students is always appreciated, and those are students that are in the most need, so really appreciate those donations. All right, roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Any new business? Section P. All right. The second public communication section. I don't think anyone signed up. No one likes to. All right. Don't believe we have an executive session. All right. So our next meeting will be Tuesday, October 15th at 7 p.m. hopefully in the high school library. Other than that, that's all we have. I have a motion to dismiss.
I'll make the motion that the board adjourn at 7:45.
Second.
Discussion, roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're adjourned.